Chapter 19. The right of search of American vessels, on the boat which carried me from Cuba to Key West, were three young girls, who had been exiled for giving aid to the insurgents. The brother of one of them is in command of the Cuban forces in the field near Havana. More than once his sister had joined him there, and had seen fighting, and carried back dispatches to the junta in Havana. For this she and two other young women, who were also suspected, were ordered to leave the island. I happened to sit next to this young lady at table on the steamer, and I found that she was not an Amazon, nor a Joan of Arc, nor a woman of the people, with a machete in one hand, and a Cuban flag in the other. She was a well-bred, well-educated young person, speaking three languages. This is what the Spaniards did to these girls. After ordering them to leave the island on a certain day, they sent detectives to the houses of each on the morning of that day, and had them undressed and searched by a female detective to discover if they were carrying letters to the junta at Key West or Tampa. They were searched thoroughly, even to the length of taking off their shoes and stockings. Later, when the young ladies stood at last on the deck of an American vessel, with the American flag hanging from the stern, the Spanish officers followed them there, and demanded that a cabin should be furnished them to which the girls might be taken, and they were then again undressed, and searched by this woman for the second time. For the benefit of people with unruly imaginations, of whom there seem to be a larger proportion in this country than I had supposed, I will state again that the search of these women was conducted by women, and not by men, as I was reported to have said, and as I did not say in my original report of the incident. Spanish officers, with red crosses for bravery on their chests and gold lace on their cuffs, strutted up and down while the search was going on, and chancing to find a Cuban suspect among the passengers, ordered him to be searched also, only they did not give him the privacy of a cabin, but searched his clothes and shoes, and had on the main deck of this American vessel before the other passengers and myself, and the ship's captain and his crew. In order to leave Havana, it is first necessary to give notice of your wish, to do so by sending your passport to the Captain General, who looks up your record, and, after 24 hours, if he is willing to let you go, visa copyright your passport, and so signifies that your request is granted. After you have complied with that requirement of martial law, and the Captain General has agreed to let you depart, and you are on board of an American vessel, the Spanish soldiers control over you, and your movements should cease, for they relinquish all their rights when they give you back your passport. At least the case of Burundia justifies such a supposition. It was then shown that, while a passenger or a member of a crew is amenable to the common laws of the country in the port in which the vessel lies, he is not to be disturbed for political offenses against her government. When the officers of Guatemala went on board a vessel of the Pacific Mail Line and arrested Burundia, who was a revolutionist, and then shot him between decks, the American minister, who had permitted this outrage, was immediately recalled, and the letter recalling him, which was written by James G. Blaine, clearly and emphatically sets forth the principle that a political offender is not to be molested on board of an American vessel, whether she is in the passenger trade or a ship of war. Prof. Joseph H. Beal Jr., the professor of international law at Harvard, said in reference to the case of these women, when I first wrote of it, "So long as a state of war has not been recognized by this country, the Spanish government has not the right to stop or search our vessels on the high seas for contraband of war or for any other purpose, nor would it have the right to subject American citizens or an American vessel in Cuban waters to treatment which would not be legal in the case of Spanish citizens or vessels. But the Spanish government has the right in Cuba to execute upon American citizens or vessels any laws prevailing there, in the same way as they would execute them upon the Spaniards, unless they are prevented by the provisions of some treaty with the United States. The fact that the vessel in the harbor of Havana was flying a neutral flag could not protect it from the execution of Spanish law. However unwise or inhuman the action of the Spanish authorities may have been in searching the women on board the Olivet, they appear to have been within their legal rights. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.